Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And so I ask you, at 4:11 on September 26th, how will this weekend play out for the New York Mets?
Sweep.
Which way?
They're going to sweep their way into the postseason.
The Mets are going to sweep the Marlins?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that. He said they sweep. I mean, honestly.
No, if I would have been an anti-Met, I would have said swept.
Oh, gotcha.
Because that means they're done.
What has a better chance of happening this weekend? The Mets sweeping the Marlins or the Marlins sweeping the Mets?
I mean, given the way the Marlins have played, the Marlins sweeping the Mets.
I would agree with that statement.
But it's the Mets.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but okay.
You got great people on the roster.
Dude, who's pitching Saturday and Sunday?
Does it matter?
Yes.
Who's pitching Saturday for the Marlins?
Yuri Perez.
Okay.
Or Edward Cabrera. I forget which day. Right. I'll look that one up. One of the two. Right. Yeah, they're better than whoever the Mets are throwing out there, because whoever they're throwing out there, they don't trust the start.
All you got to do is win today.
Yes.
And it sets you in the sweep.
Well.
Now, and that's the challenge, because it's Alcantara.
Win today and have the Reds lose, and I am very, like, chilling at least for a few hours, because then I got the cushion.
Yeah, because then you only have to win one game.
That's it. No, you nailed it. That's a clinching scenario. That's the scenario where Sunday is really all about Jackson Darshan. Mets win tonight. Reds lose tonight.
Wait, who's starting for the Jets?
For the Jets? That's Monday.
Oh, that's
we Monday. Got time. And yeah, it's probably going to be Justin Fields.
I was going to give you something else to worry about.
Oh, I don't worry about that till Monday. So Tiki's going with a Mets sweep. I don't even need to ask you about the Reds and Diamondbacks because it's irrelevant.
Doesn't matter.
Sean Morash, how does this weekend play out?
Mets win tonight, lose Saturday, Sunday.
And?
That doesn't answer anything, but I appreciate you telling me.
I'm sorry. And then the Reds do.
The way you just set me up was, we'll worry about the Reds. Okay.
Mets losing, you have to worry about the Reds.
The Reds lose tonight and win Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, my God. You are making it the most epically failed way possible?
Correct.
They're going to win today. The Reds are going to lose. Uh-huh. They're going to be in a spot where all they need is a Met victory.
Yeah, or a Red loss.
Or a Red loss.
Correct.
And you're telling me everything's going to go against them.
Saturday and Sunday go the complete opposite way.
Wow.
I'm going to label that Met all-time debacle.
I can't see that.
Oh, I can.
We saw 162 last year. This Met, Lindor is going to rise to the occasion.
Okay. Tommy, how does this play out?
Okay. First, I'll say that the Mets are going to clinch on Saturday. So Mets will clinch on Saturday. That's my prediction for the weekend.
Well, that means the Mets win today, Reds lose today, and then the Mets win
because
tomorrow.
I think there's a narrative out there that the Brewers have nothing to play for. That's inaccurate. Mm-hmm. They are playing for the number one overall seed and home field throughout, so they are playing for something.
Yep.
And there's also a narrative that the Padres have nothing to play for, which is also inaccurate because they can jump ahead of the Cubs. Wouldn't you rather be at home for the wild card round? So the teams that are playing the Diamondbacks and the teams that are playing the Reds this weekend do, in fact, have something to play for. And they're good teams, so even if they sit players, they have good backups. Can you star right next to Sean's prediction something for me?
Yes.
Allow Tommy to cook when the Yankees, or if the Yankees make the World Series. Because if Sean's allowed to be a pig, I don't have to be a team player when the Yankees make a run in the postseason. Because oftentimes I have to be a team player when he's being a jackass right now. That's all. Mm. I think it's fair.
Well, he made a prediction. You can make any prediction you want.
It's just what he believes.
That's what he believes. That's what he wants to see. There's a difference between what you believe and what you want to see.
Well, either way, you're always allowed to make a prediction around here. We save them and we play them, so I don't think that's anything new. If the Yankees are in the World Series, of course you'll be allowed to make a prediction.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I don't think it's outlandish for anybody on a microphone here, after the way the Mets have played for 3 months, to think they're going to lose the last two games of the year. Apologies.
No, but you would say, I don't even think they're going to win tonight. They're not going to win Saturday. You want it to be set up for Jackson Dart to be driving down the field, for the Yankees to take the number one overall seed, and for the Met fan to suffer on Sunday. Just be honest. Don't give me the BS of, like, well, I guess I have my opinion. I'm on the radio. I have 17 podcasts. Just say you're an ass. That's okay. You're allowed to be an ass. Evan likes you more when you're an ass
anyway.
Now
you're catching shrapnel for being a prolific podcaster.
He's being an ass.
Man, I tell you.
I don't know about prolific. A compiler.
Yeah. Some very sensitive stuff about me doing all these podcasts, Tom. Yeah.
I mean, all Sean did was lay out the most painful outcome possible.
That's it.
Like, that's what it is. Like, win tonight, have the Reds lose.
This is true.
Has anybody followed the Mets their whole lives?
No, absolutely.
I laid out probably the most likely scenario.
But last year, they were great, and they lifted everybody in 162. They beat the 61, actually. They beat the Braves, and then they didn't have to worry about 162.
Exactly.
They get to the postseason, and then Pete Alonso becomes a hero, screwing up Devin Williams for 90% of this season, and then goes on. They go to the NLCS.
I agree with you.
That's not the Mets that everybody knows. So why's it got to be Mets that everybody knows this year?
Exactly, because they never do that 2 years in a row.
Now you're just being a hater.
Now,
I agree with you, Tommy.
That they're going to clinch on Saturday?
No, that he reserves the right to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate back on Sean.
Well, he always had that right. I don't think you've gained
but he
it.
Asked
you always
for
have
it.
That right.
I appreciate you asking for it, Tommy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tommy.
You showed a lot of class asking for
Thank you. I just wanted it on the record.
My gut from the weekend, and this is something I need to get over, Tiki.
Yeah.
Because my prediction is based on history. My prediction is based on a history I've seen.
Get off of history, man.
I'm sorry. No one's asked me my prediction, so you know what? I'm not going to make it.
So what is it?
I'm going to move on. No.
What is your prediction?
No.
I need this pullback from history to inform you and obviously inform us about what you think is going to happen.
So what happened in 2007 and 2008 was mirrored.
How old was Francisco Lindor in 2007?
I mean, I got to do some math now. I don't know.
I mean, it was 18 years ago.
He was probably like 15, something like
that. 30? Yeah.
He was born in 93, so he was 14.
14 years old. Well, what happened in 07 and 08 is that the Mets lost the Friday game, had an epic win on Saturday in which hope came back, and then kicked us in the groin on Sunday. And in fact, in 2008, to be exact, before they had that series against the Marlins, do you know who the Mets played in 2008? The Chicago Cubs. And do you know that they won the first game, lost the second game, and won the third game?
History does not repeat itself, no matter how many times you tell the story.
Well, 07 and 08 repeated itself, so my gut would be tonight's a bad night. We lose, Reds win. Saturday is an amazing night. Mets win, Reds lose, destiny's back. And then Sunday, with it all right in front of them, God knows who's on the mound, it gets ugly and they lose. That'd be my gut. And they missed the playoffs, and I have felt that way for about a week and a half now.
So basically, you agree with Sean, it's just happening differently.
Yeah, it's happening a little differently.
More dramatically.
Yes. It's happening the way it happened in 2007, basically. That's what I think. And I hope I'm wrong. And I hope that Tiki and Tommy are right. You clearly had the most positive opinion on it. And we're all going to find out together. It's going to be an adventure.
If I'm not right, then they don't deserve to be in the postseason.
100%. Well, okay.
You beat bad teams when you're supposed to beat bad teams.
So
I don't care what their latest, as of now, record is.
Tiki, I agree with you except the word you used. And it's funny that you use that word because I have a big issue with it. Deserved. Mm. The Mets deserve this. Okay. They deserve that.
The Mets will not have earned the right to be in the postseason if you don't beat bad teams when you're supposed to beat bad teams.
We're going to agree with this, except I don't like the wording of it, but I completely agree. The Mets should win their games. They shouldn't have to rely on help.
I agree.
But as long as there's a format created by Rob Manfred in his garage of sticking three wild card teams in, as long as you finish with a good enough record to make the playoffs, you earned it. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course.
Because they all count. You know, the Tigers, well, they've been the worst team in baseball. If they find a way to make the postseason, which it feels like they will, especially with their win last night, they're playing the Red Sox this weekend. Don't tell me they didn't earn it. Like, yeah, they played like crap for a while, but you earn it if you're a playoff team. So I remember having this argument, I think, with Craig back in 2020 around the Giants when they had a chance to win the division at 6-10. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, they wouldn't have earned it. And I'm like, well, hold on a second. Of course they would have. I get that six wins is very low,
right.
But they won their division. It's not their fault that the division stinks.
Right. Same with the Bucks.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. Same with Carolina when they were 7-8-1. So maybe it's my own issue with the term earning and, you know, deserving.
Okay. Doing enough to get to the second season.
Okay. We'll go with that.
Is that enough words for you?
Yeah. That makes me feel better. I feel a lot better now.
Well, hold on. If you're going to take a call, I think it's best we do the Met lineup right now and get your raw reaction before.
Oh, we have a Met lineup? I haven't seen it yet.
Yes. Okay, you ready? Lindor, Soto, Nimmo, Alonso, McNeil, Beatty at third, Alvarez DHing. Your center fielder tonight is Cedric Mullins, and your catcher is Luis Torrens.
All right, so there's two things to digest here. The Alvarez DH thing I do not dislike. We talked about this yesterday with Alvarez not being in the lineup after hitting home runs in back-to-back days. And Mendy made the point of he's dealing with the lower half stuff.
Yep.
And I even suggested to you, Sean, I don't know if you remember it, Alvarez DHing.
Yes.
The negative of Alvarez DHing is that pinch hitting for Torrens becomes more difficult because now you'd have to move Alvarez off of DH.
Yeah.
And then you lose your designated hitter. So I don't hate it, especially with Vientos' struggles recently. So I get the negative towards it, but I do not hate it. The Mullins thing is a surprise to nobody. Did you stay up late listening to the Rico last night?
I did not, Evan. Some of us had to get actual sleep.
Mm-hmm. Tiki, did you listen to the Rico last night?
I did not, unfortunately.
Well, I'll tell you, the loyalty around here.
Football is a little more important.
I was listening to it.
Were you?
But then I passed out midway through, which has nothing to do with your excitement level. I just tired.
Well, at the very end of the podcast, it was at the end, I warned everybody about Cedric Mullins. And I said, hey,
he's coming.
I said, guys, Sandy Alcantara's career numbers against Cedric Mullins may matter. 4-for-9 with 2 home runs. Mm. And I voiced it as a question to the people who were up at midnight listening to the Rico. I said, what would you do? Do you trust the history and say, you know what? The numbers tell us Cedric Mullins can hit him. Do we start him or do we stick with Tyrone Taylor? My answer emphatically is this is a boneheaded decision by the overthinking manager. Tyrone Taylor needs to be the center fielder. Cedric Mullins being 4-for-9 against Sandy Alcantara, who gives a crap? We've watched Cedric Mullins for 2 months around here. He's not any good. Tyrone Taylor is a winning ball player. He's hot.
Got a hell of an arm.
He's got a hell of an arm. I think this is an overthinking mistake by this manager.
Yeah. Didn't Michael Taylor have a great career average against Carlos Rodon?
Michael Taylor, don't bring up his name around here.
And he took him yard last night.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
that. Yeah, kind of debunked something we talked about
yesterday. Yeah, I had a theory about Michael Taylor, Tiki. The way he was going after balls in the outfield was suspicious.
This is where he checked up on a game potential. Just dive and if you miss it, you miss it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.